We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I always thought that the presidents of the United States of America were like as unique and maybe weird is the word compared to the rest of the musical landscape as Seattle was to the rest of America. Like a good fit, I guess that's apropos, right? Then I went back to that Dumb and Dumber soundtrack this morning and started like going through that, and I was like, no. That was selective memory I have because there's a lot of fun and strange music back in the early 90s.
There sure is. I mean, we actually, our first sort of frequent comp that used to drive us nuts when we were just playing the tiniest little clubs and people, these guys would come up to us and be like, "Yeah, man, you like Primus, right? All right, Primus." And we're like, "Yeah, we wish them well, but you know." Yeah, I mean, we're sort of medium weird, I guess.
Medium weird. That's great.
Yeah, it gets way weirder than us.
It's one of the raddest bands to put our gloomy city on the map. Plugged in the old light bulb this week and came back to life just for a moment here. I'm stoked to have drummer Jason Finn in studio. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Gregor. Good to see the new digs here.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day. Let's drink some coffee.
I'm into this idea.
Yeah.
I saw, I was combing through the YouTube comments. This is a dangerous game that you can play, right?
You do not want to do that. Yeah. For which video?
I was watching for Peaches.
Uh-huh.
Because, first of all, I want to know, was Peaches filmed in Volunteer Park?
No, unfortunately, that Lump was filmed in the Arboretum here in Seattle.
Okay.
But Peaches was in L.A.
All right.
Because, spoiler alert, you can't hire ninjas in Seattle.
What?
In L.A., there were multiple options for hiring ninjas. So,
is this a real thing?
It's an actual thing.
Oh, my God.
There's a ninja fight at the end of this video.
No, I remember that part,
but,
sure.
But I remember clearly the producer... she was looking at her clipboard and okay, I think we're going with this second ninja place, right? Okay.
It's like multiple.
Swear to God. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Well, so I'm going through these comments, right? And I found it really hit me. The presidents were uncool guys being cool before it was cool to be an uncool guy being cool.
Oh, I love that comment. Now, thank you for doing this work for me. Going through the thread, point that one out. That is well said.
Yeah, well done.
I'm not sure it's accurate. I feel like Kurt may have been the uncool guy that was actually cool, but I don't know.
You guys were very cool, obviously.
We definitely took the ball and ran with that. Yeah, yeah, and we continue to.
I think it fits well. I think that guy nailed it right there.
Yeah.
So, okay, 25 years since the self-titled record
came
out. That is a literal generation, which is awesome that people have had that long to sit with this. Triple platinum. Never got released on vinyl. Now, we can correct that, obviously, now.
Yes.
That's what you're here for this Kickstarter campaign. But give us a little context here. Like, what happened? Like, was anyone releasing records at the time like that?
This is actually, I love talking about this. 1995, when our debut record came out, was just a weird time when CDs were still, we didn't have this term yet, but they were the new hotness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So everybody was like, we're ditching our cassettes, we're throwing away our turntables, these things are amazing, you can play them in your car, they mysteriously sound better. I'm not sure if there's any actual science for that. But anyways, we were on this Columbia Records, I mean, an enormous...
Yeah.
Global company, and literally none of these thousands of people, it didn't even occur to them to put out a vinyl edition of this thing, nor did it occur to us because we were just busy.
Yeah.
We were just we were on a bus or a plane or something that whole year. So years later, we sort of came to our senses, and then it took us another 15 years to actually get organized on it. But
well,
yeah,
not,
here we are.
You're not alone because like I can't find a copy of like Tom Petty's Wildflowers, which was like an album that I want on vinyl. It's like impossible to find.
That
also
is so weird you say that. I think I've seen a vinyl copy of Wildflowers. I can't say for sure.
So jealous. I mean, they exist, but
yeah,
it's just like it's a different time where like, so I was a teenager during this time, and if someone gave you a vinyl record, how uncool could you be? And so now to come back around and really like learn a little bit about.
I feel like it was around that year that I left my existing vinyl collection just at one of those group houses that we all used to live in, you know, but not giving it away, just like, oh, I'll just store this in the basement and I'll come back and get it in a month. And then it's 8 years later and you're like, Do I still know anybody in that house? No. Okay, gone. Long gone.
Hi, can I still have this stuff?
Yeah, can I? No, okay. Hi. No. No, you can't. Spoiler alert, you can't have any of your stuff.
Okay, so you've launched a Kickstarter for the release.
Yeah.
Why do it yourself and not let some giant record company do it for... I'm sorry. I wrote this and I just did it. But why do it yourself? Like, do you own the rights to everything? Can you do it yourself without much complication?
We are super lucky in that we do own the masters to almost all of our records, except for the second one. It's a long story, but we're not really a fully functioning operation anymore. So why involve a third party? This is something that we've been talking for literally for a decade about, oh, God, we got to get some vinyl out on this thing. And we're just able to do it direct to you people, the universe. It's not really a dollars and cents thing so much as a piece we feel like needs to be out there. Because among other things, everyone is coming back around on vinyl. So what better time than now? And Kickstarter is really fun, it turns out. There's a little... There's a little dynamic widget thingy that spins around when people pledge and stuff. I don't know. I've been spending all 3 days just answering comments and,
oh, cool.
and liking stuff and answering technical questions and stuff. It's just way more fun than it would have been having someone else run the things.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of work, I'm sure. Also, though.
Well, I'm kind of chronically underemployed, so here I am.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
What's included? Yeah. Like, what are the, with Kickstarter, oftentimes you can get, like, if I donate $10, you give me a high five.
Sure. We do not have the $10 high five tier at this time. It seems like we should add that, though, right? That sounds amazing. Obviously, everybody gets a digital version if you don't have that already. It's a very cool splash. It's like a white vinyl with splashes of green and bronze, so it kind of comes out kind of greenish, which is cool. Let's see. There's a poster. There's a poster, which is the cover art. That's an 11 by 11. You can just slap that up on your wall without ruining your jacket. And then, if it's 2 years from now and you see this record in a store, which you probably will, it's just going to be the regular, we're going to make like a just regular vinyl version that's going to be, $20 or whatever, and that'll be out there. But given our track record, I wouldn't hold my breath. I'm saying next year, and by next year, I could mean
50th anniversary.
Yeah, exactly right. That is our level of dedication and organization.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're calling this the 25-year anniversary edition. It's really just the edition that we finally got organized on it. And there's also, there's all the sort of widgets and grommets that you can add on. There's a shirt, which you're not going to find anywhere else because we don't have a web store anymore. There's an enamel pin, which you're not going to find anywhere else because we don't have a web store. See, and so, yeah.
Cool.
Go get all the stuff.
I mean, the demand was huge. Within 24 hours, you had $100,000 committed to this thing. How's that feel?
Yeah.
It must feel great.
It's very exciting, and I will admit that I have been... teasing our fan community for several weeks, and honestly, kind of lying to them. Like, everyone's like, "Is this a tour?" And I'm like, "I'm not saying it's not a tour."
Find out on Monday.
Spoiler alert: it's not a tour. but it's all we have. So no tour, yes vinyl. And look, we didn't have an Instagram page till 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And that's been super fun.
Oh, cool.
And TikTok, you're next. As soon as I figure out what a TikTok is, I'm starting one.
We'll get a teenager in here to help you with
thank
that.
Thank you.
Now, I miss Pussafest, which would have happened President's Day weekend.
Right.
Do you miss the band as a group, as the performance part of it, or some aspects of it? Oh,
boy, that's an interesting question. I think I miss it as a chronically underemployed person, I kind of miss it.
Sure.
Certainly... my musical bone misses it a little bit, but honestly, in my particular case, my elbows, wrists, and shoulders are not missing it at all. It's a younger person's game, and stuff just starts breaking.
Yeah,
and particularly the elbows and wrists, I was starting to have a hard time with it. So we would have had to sort of downsize the whole thing anyway.
Sure.
But it was a nice run. Bands are really weird social units, and we kept this thing on the rails for 20 years, which is, anytime you see that, believe me, people, these a lot of there's been a lot of collaboration and a lot, and it's just an odd thing to keep on the road for that long. And I don't mean touring the road. I just mean on from veering off into a telephone.
Just imagine how many relationships people have had and like how you keep one relationship with three people intact for that long.
Yes.
That's impossible sounding.
There's a lot of voting and collaborating and compromising and this and that, and we were very, very lucky to be able to do it full blast for a couple years and then take a break and then do it kind of medium blast for a while and kind of let the thing glide slowly into the ocean, just a little less, a little less, a little less,
cool,
a little less. And now there's no more.
There's just a seagull noise.
Yeah. And now we're just some guys. Exactly. The seagull. Little white poop on our shoulder.
Yeah. I love the band Fugazi. And there's like always rumors that they get back together and play just for them in like a basement somewhere or whatever. Does this ever happen? Do you guys ever get into a room and just have some fun?
That's so Fugazi. They would do that just to be irritating. Yeah. Oh, no. We're going to play just for ourselves.
But not for you.
I've had enough of those guys. Huge fan.
Yeah.
I would pay
big money.
Big money. More than $5 to see Fugazi, even though they have a rule about that as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do you guys ever just get together to make some music and have fun?
No, we get together and actually this is covered in the Kickstarter. I think I wrote pretty eloquently about our twice a year lunches, which is our thing we do now. So Andrew, who took over for Dave on guitar in 2004, he has moved back to San Diego, so he doesn't get to go to the lunches anymore
because
that's a long drive.
Yeah.
But Dave and Chris and I get together and we have some dumplings and talk about stuff, and I swear to you, the last thing at the last 10 lunches has been like, when are we going to get our act together on this vinyl thing? And we all look at each other and go, okay, somebody's going to put that on the list. We'll get this vinyl thing taken care of right away. And then, boom, 6 months later, another lunch, and nothing has happened. So yay us. Look how organized we are. We have done it, you guys. Yay.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Tell us where to go to buy a copy or to pre-order the copy.
Yeah.
Of the vinyl.
Okay, so you can find all this stuff. This campaign's going to run for about another 3.5 weeks. Obviously, our website, presidentsrock.com. Obviously, find us on Instagram. Find us on Twitter, at The Real Pusa. But if you just went to Kickstarter right now, we are literally on the front page of Kickstarter
cool.
right now because we are crushing it. I don't know how long that's going to last, so right now would be a good time, everyone.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so presidentsrock.com is the easiest way to get started, or go to Kickstarter and just look for
the page. Yeah, that's right. Any combination of that in your phone or laptop or other internet-enabled device.
I have to say we've had a long-running fun with you as well, seeing you on the stage with toy instruments playing to announce Pusa Fest
sure.
at Deck the Hall Ball or whatever to now. Jason Finn, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gregor.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.